This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Hey, everybody. Good to have you with us here on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to talk a bit about Camp V. You've probably heard about it. We're going to tell you more. The fellow chuckling you hear is Mark Shaw, who is with us from Camp V. Good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Appreciate it, man. Let's talk first of all about what the heck you are. What is Camp V?
You know, I've been getting asked that for the last 3 years ever since I took on this position, and I absolutely love it because, one, Camp V, as all military folk would know, we love our acronyms. Mm-hmm. That is an acronym. It stands for Community Assisting Military Personnel and Veterans. And what I like to add to that is that just like when our service people were in service, well, we also take care of their family. So that's very important. Hardest job in the military is a military spouse.
Oh, yeah.
So in essence, I like to stress that even though that's not in the acronym, I like it to be synonymous with it.
How did you guys get started? Obviously, we know why.
Yeah. But
how did it all come together?
Well, that would be Susan Campbell and Jim Snow. Mm-hmm. Susan is the spouse of a veteran, and Jim Snow is retired lieutenant colonel from the Army. Uh-huh. And back in 2018-ish, they did a survey about where all the veterans are in Texas. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, second largest population is right here in good old East Texas.
Yeah.
So at a Starbucks with a napkin, they jotted down an idea together, chatting about it, because what they found out was that we had the least amount of resources here, which is one of the reasons why we have that awesome new VA medical center right behind the studio movie crew. And we've got a lot more, I'll say, traction when it comes to our veteran community coming together here now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in traffic and looked at some license plates and you see one that has DV on it, or it has a little outliner that says Army, Marines, Air Force.
Right.
Well, there is no mystical reason why, other than the fact that we are the second largest population in the state of Texas.
And I know it's several years now. I'm getting old. The home was opened here. I was
right off 271.
I covered that, and a remarkable ceremony. And you find out things you didn't know. I have an old friend who was a land commissioner there, and Dr. Calhoun, who was head of UT.
Yep, I know Dr. Calhoun.
He and Jerry Patterson, land commissioner, they got to talking.
Yeah.
Turns out Jerry Patterson's father was a bomber pilot in the Pacific. Dr. Calhoun's father was an air traffic controller in the Pacific, and they realized their dads probably knew each other. So it is a small community.
And you know, I'll throw a little bit of history out there for you on that. Have you ever heard of a guy named Carl Webb?
Vaguely know the name.
Okay, well, I am the commander of the VFW 1799 here in Tyler, and it is the Carl Webb post.
Okay.
Carl Webb was killed on the Arizona at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Literally 2.5 months into his service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was from Smith County, and that is why that is labeled the Carl Webb post. They take patriots from back in the day during the Great War, and that's how they label them. And that's just a little FYI for everybody here in Smith County to know that, hey, there's a meaning behind that name, you know? So, yeah, we've lost people from Smith County. Oh, gosh. More than I would like to admit. Reserve Center, I was just there the other day, and they have a memorial wall there. I remember being in there in 2018, and that wall was about 3/4 full, and those are the ones that have perished.
Right.
Well, now that wall is full and going around the corner.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't realize those are people from the East Texas area that have gone down in battle in one way or another, and that's where they're memorialized. And we're trying to do things like getting a memorial highway on Highway 69.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cemetery coalition going on right now where we've already got all the signatures we need, where VA is going to try to put a cemetery in right down off I-20 just past Hallsville. So now our veterans even have a veteran cemetery that's coming along so that they have a place to be buried that's special. And that still, as I say, family your spouse can be buried right beside you. So that's a wonderful thing that they're doing for us.
My sister, her late husband died last year. He was a Vietnam vet, and she will ultimately be buried next to him.
Well, yesterday the resolution came down from the commissioner's court for the Memorial Highway. That was a big deal. Everybody can look it up on the news feed.
Cool.
It was great. Yeah. There's a big picture. The resolution is posted on the Camp V website on our Facebook page. They go to it. I was very proud to put that up because we're doing things for Tyler right now. We're actually trying to get it labeled as a veteran-friendly city because that's a big deal for, I'll say, everybody here in East Texas. It's because one of my mottos is, you may not be a veteran. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I bet you know one, though.
Yeah.
And that was my job when my executive director, Travis Gladhill, got me in this position. He goes, Mark, a lot of people don't know what Camp V is or what we do. It's your job now to let them know.
Okay.
So I go everywhere doing it.
I know. Well, okay. So tell me what Camp V is and what you do. Obviously, we've established this as a big hub for veterans.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that two-page list of resources there in front of you. Let's say you're a veteran. I like to do it like this. I'm a veteran. I'm walking in. I don't know what Camp V is. I go through the front door. I take a left. There's a nice little lady right there to intake you. Your only requirement for coming in is the DD-214, the most important document. Discharge paperwork. That's your payment to be part of Camp V. Once you're in our system, you have access to veteran advocates that can lead you through those intricate trails for VA disability claims or any information that you may not know about legislatively that has come down that can assist you. And that also goes towards the spouse. We've had plenty come in where the veteran passes and I send you up the hall to veteran caregivers or Purple Heart, which is two other resource providers we have that can assist with you getting those spousal benefits that can greatly assist your quality of life because you were married to that service member and backed him that whole time he was serving their country.
Okay.
And that's how I say he... Hey, you can go the other way around.
Yeah, it goes the other way now, too, yeah.
So, yeah, we have veteran caregivers. That is our aid in attendance, as well as Purple Heart. That's where if you don't qualify for that side of the house, we got you on this side of the house. Yeah. So one way you're took care of.
We tend to think, probably, because we all know one. I have some in my family, as a matter of fact. Veterans who came out of the service in pretty rough shape.
Yep.
We tend to think that. But this is also for folks, they're basically doing fine, but there are things they don't know or associations they might like to reconnect.
Absolutely.
And that's sort of.
Well, one little thing you want to say reconnect. One of the things we like to promote is the camaraderie that you used to not have when you're in service. Well, every Tuesday we have a free lunch for veterans and their family members.
Okay.
Every Tuesday at what we call the Green Zone or our rec center.
Okay.
It's a pool table in there, video games, library, kitchen. You name it. And we always have these companies that like to sponsor our lunches. And these veterans come in and you get every generation. It's really a hoot when you get the World War II ones because there's not many of them left.
Yeah.
But they are some of the funniest guys you will ever meet. I even asked one time, you know, why he's so humorous because he was POW. He goes, well, you got to choose something in life and not just choose humor. That's what got me through it.
There you go.
Same thing with one of my Vietnam veterans that literally spent 6 years in captivity.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a big hoot. We have him at the air show and honor him every year. And just the different generations of veterans that some of them know what they have and some of them don't. Like especially the Vietnam ones. They were not welcome back very well.
It was a tough time. It was a very divided time.
And they literally just gave up. And one of the things that I love the fact that we can take pride in the fact that when we get these Vietnam veterans in and some of the Korean ones, they have lost that will to keep going.
Right.
They're very disenfranchised with the system they bought in on. And then we step in and it's like, look, we got you. Our success rate is literally 98%. We're very, very good at what we do. And when it comes to those resources that I was talking about a moment ago, that goes into, say, Humana Insurance. We got Humana Insurance in our building.
Okay.
They have discounted rates for all sorts of different insurances. If you have mental health conditions, we have Andrew Center with our Military Veteran Peer Network, who is the sponsor of that lunch I was just talking about.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that's how we get them together. We get to talking.
Yeah.
And it's not a kumbaya deal. You can go over in the corner, sit, and not talk to anybody if you want. We're not going to force anything on you.
Right.
We're just going to offer and go, hey, we're just going to give you a place that feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You may not want to be around a bunch of civilians. that's fine. And they find out, hey, I'm around my brothers and sisters. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. We'll all gripe about the same stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Tell war stories. And then you go down the hall and we have our Veterans Services Coordinator, which mm-hmm. is Joseph Burton. He handles our direct assistance. Now, that's kind of an onion we like to call we peel back, because you come mm-hmm. in for direct assistance because life has hit you. Let's say your mortgage, you got behind on your mortgage mm-hmm. because Christmas. And now I'm actually displaying a real thing that happened this holiday.
Okay.
We maxed out this guy that had a mortgage that was more than we could give him, but we gave him our max.
Okay.
Here's what's really cool, because I'm the commander of the VFW.
Yeah.
We do the same thing.
Ah.
And because he was already validated,
so you're able to double it over. Yeah.
I go ahead and take up the slack, and we get that veteran taken care of.
Cool.
And I've got two really wonderful chaplains, one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful system that I've actually just accidentally stumbled into when I got into this thing. I was not trying to be the commander there. So I'd administrate that from my office from Camp V. They're one of our resource providers.
Okay.
And then, of course, let's peel that onion back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you behind on that bill? Why is your income low? You know, did you lose your job? You know, what happened? Mm-hmm. Sure enough, especially when we were closer to the COVID time, you would find out that they lost their job.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we've got Texas Workforce Solutions under our roof as well.
Right.
We can find you a job and a veteran-friendly employer mm-hmm. where you're going to be around other veterans. And I kid you not, like Hood Packaging is one of our good ones mm-hmm. and Train. I've heard some of those supervisors go, I can't understand half the stuff they say because they're talking in military jargon, but they're as happy as can be and their production is great.
Cool.
What else can you ask for on that?
I know, you can't.
You're not getting them a job. You're getting them a career.
How did you get involved, by the way? What branch were you in?
Army, 22 years.
My dad was Army, yeah.
Wow, you asked that question. let me share my story real quick.
Okay.
Went through a horrible divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Was basically having trouble myself.
Mm-hmm.
I needed assistance. I went to the Veteran Service Officers, which, let me note on that, we are the only facility in the state of Texas mm-hmm. with county-paid veteran service officers headquartered mm-hmm. on our campus.
Okay.
So we have three, which some counties don't even have any.
Right.
So I went to Tiffany Williamson. She brought me to Camp V. Camp V got me stabilized,
mm-hmm.
and I like to put it that way. And next thing you know, I lose my job at the horse ranch.
Mm-hmm.
They give me a job with Texas Workforce Solutions, but ironically, it's the facility manager job for Camp V.
Ah.
So I got to work there and be around all my people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the contract was up, we lost our community engagement mm-hmm. manager. And my boss was just sitting there like, wow, you know, what am I going to do to find that? I said, you know, I got a degree in marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, really? It's like, yeah, it's on my resume. Like, I don't just go around fixing stuff, too.
Yeah.
So he gave me a shot at this job, and I've been here ever since.
All right.
And I absolutely love the fact that, like, when Susan Campbell comes mm-hmm. in, she loves what I do. I mean, her name's on the building, and Jim Snow. I call Susan Sunshine. She's my sunshine, because if it wasn't for Camp V, I would not be where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my job, and I love the fact that I wake up every day able to help my brothers and sisters and get them a better life,
mm-hmm.
because that's what they were hoping for when they went in service anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's and hang in there, folks, because we're going to tell you about an event coming up to help Camp V, so don't go away. I've seen this in my family. I mentioned my brother-in-law is a Vietnam vet. I called my sister this morning because her son was in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Bad. Yeah. He was Air Force, but he basically did convoy work.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
As Laura said to me. Yeah. Laura said he was blown up three times. Severe case. He's on disability now. Mm. Nice guy. Great kid. I say kid. But complete disability. I mean, he was almost unable to function.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen firsthand how tough it can be.
That was one of my problems was I had PTSD. I'll just throw that out there.
We used to call it battle fatigue in the old days. Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep more than 4 hours a night.
Yeah.
It was crazy, which brings me to one of our resources, ANM Care Wellness. It's microneurofeedback where they put these little electrodes on your head. Mm-hmm. And it basically alters all the waves that you have in your brain. There's four of them. And trains your brain to go back to being normal again. Because I was a cavalry scout. Man, I could stay up 3 days, drink coffee, and still have a grin on my face and be like, there's no big deal here until later in life. As my buddy would tell me, we have burnt adrenal glands because we just stayed up all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I didn't realize it was damaging me.
I didn't know you could do that. Okay.
I didn't know I could either until I got in. So, yeah, it just kind of happens. If you're scared enough, which anybody says they weren't scared out there, there's something wrong with that person. So if you're nervous enough, you can stay up.
Well, and what's interesting is in talking to my sister just today, and I mentioned her husband died last year, he had told everybody for years, told his wife, he was a MP in Vietnam. I was a gate guard at Da Nang, you know, I mean, you know, nothing glamorous. Laura found out from her son-in-law, who he talked to, he was a grenadier in Vietnam.
Okay.
He was out there.
Yeah.
And he never told anybody.
Well, see, in Vietnam, that's one of those different deals. In Vietnam, you could be a dentist and have combat time. I mean,
that's a good point. Yeah.
That place got nasty.
Yeah.
Which is why that generation, I have such an admiration for them, especially them in my World War II in Korea. They didn't have the technology that we have today. Mm-hmm. They did not have the support that we have.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it comes down to, what were you? Oh, I was on base and I was admin. Or I was up front and I was running a tank or doing like me and my Cav Scouts running up front, finding everybody. So, yeah, it wasn't as defined back then. And as an MP, I was just about to mention, that does not stop a human bomb from walking up to his gate and taking them out.
No, it doesn't.
We still have that problem today.
Yeah.
We know what happened in Afghanistan to those 13.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's always a risk factor. Always.
So you got, I just gave a couple of examples. Interviewed the author of a book, the biography of Audie Murphy.
Audie Murphy, yep.
Bad case of PTSD that the public did. A little baby-faced, you know, young actor.
Never know.
Slept with a gun under his pillow. Broke up a couple of marriages. I mean, and nobody knew.
Well, I've read his history on how everything happened.
Oh, yeah.
He must have been terrified.
Oh.
He literally made his stand with a dead tank.
On a burning tank.
That had operational offensive weapons.
Yeah.
And he stood his ground and was able to battle them back and put them in their place.
Most decorated American veteran at the time.
If he had been overrun, we would never know about him.
Yeah.
Just that simple. So he chose his ground and he fought.
And he paid for it the rest of his life. I mean, yes, very successful actor, had a wonderful career. But it haunted him. And and nobody knew back then how to really treat it the way they do now.
And, you know, that's one of those things. It was like somebody said this the other day. They said, you never really get over it. You learn how to deal with being normal.
Right.
Because being odd, that's the easy part. My best friend used to tell me, I used to scare people with some of the things that came out of my mouth. I'm like, he's like, tone it down, Mark. You're not a good wingman around these girls. And I was like, okay. Well, it is what it is.
They really don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And I'll just make some slang comment. You know, just being, I thought it was funny, but Army funny and civilian funny is two different worlds.
I understand.
And you go through that phase of learning it. And then, of course, you get out and you got to convert over and you got to be this type of person when you're used to being that type of person.
Do you have a lot of guys that have trouble with that re-immersion?
Absolutely.
It is two different worlds, obviously.
Kind of like I know one veteran. He's Korea era, and he's over here by my VFW, and he owns a cattle deal with some pasture land, and he just wants to be left alone. Got his pond. He's good.
Heck, I wasn't in Korea, and that's what I want. Sounds pretty good to me.
But he just, you know, a lot of them just want to isolate, and that's good if it's okay for them, as long as they're, you know, don't have bad thoughts in their head, because there is a world out there for them. That's the main thing that Camp V likes to emphasize. Is we have created an environment and a culture, as well as within our world here, that you can function in without having to worry being a veteran, and that you're going to be with like type members, brothers and sisters. Just like the
sheet here.
One other thing to throw out there, we have a fitness center that we built at TV. Well, that kind of plays into the whole, I don't like to be around civilians. I don't want to be around crowds.
Yeah.
And not knocking Planet Fitness, because they've helped us a lot. They actually donated a lot of equipment to us because they have a veteran general manager. The veterans that come to our fitness center don't want to be around a lot of, civilians or a crowd or in a big area. Well, we don't have that.
Bunch of yuppies on treadmills,
and a lot of them have told me that they don't feel uncomfortable in our fitness center because they already know everybody that's allowed in there is a veteran.
Okay.
So they don't have to think about it.
Okay.
So on that note, the same thing goes for, the special programs we have, like jiu-jitsu, Pilates, yoga. We have all that, and we can help you become what our philosophy is. If the body grows stronger, so does your mind. And that's what you were used to back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, who doesn't know about PT? If you say PT and somebody looks at you clueless, they were not in service. Because that is push-ups, sit-ups, and we are going for a long run. So, yeah, they enjoy
and
being
in
shape.
It's not like Stripes, no.
No, it's not like Stripes. I love that movie. But, yeah, those are the days where you gave the youth of your life to serve your country. And, well, doesn't it make sense that if you were damaged during that time, for whatever it is, orders you were following, that you should be compensated for that if that is something that will be a hindrance for the rest of your life?
Right.
And I see that to be physical as well as mental. Some scars are not carried on their outside.
Oh, yeah, no, I mentioned my nephew. To their credit, he gets, a lot of help and support, financial and otherwise, from the VA. And he's not over it, but he has learned to cope, as you said. Yeah.
And, a lot of people, there's great business leaders that come out of the military. And I think a lot of it was kind of like me. I needed to find an environment where I could excel and prosper and still just be me. And I'll admit, I'm now kind of an ambassador role with what I do. And I've converted very well, but only with the help of everybody around me.
Right.
I have a wonderful team. Everybody that is at Camp V, it's almost like therapy every day because we know each other so well.
Right.
They're like, so what's the matter? And you hadn't even been in there 5 seconds. Like, today they did that to me just because I had a hard workout and I couldn't lift my arm because it was burning. And I was like, hey, my arm's burning. Why's your arm burning? Well, I worked out. Oh, okay. Well, no big deal then.
Well, I was about to say it's like being on base but without the PT, but you're still doing the PT.
So. We actually do a workout, so we love it. Okay. Keeps us in shape.
Some of the other benefits, I mean, you work with the food bank, you work with SNAP, work with, for vets and their families.
We get hungry veterans that come in with their family, and we East Texas Food Bank.
Or just the family.
Yes.
Yeah.
East Texas Food Bank keeps us well supplied with a 3-day supply of boxed food that's stable or shelf stable that they can, we can pass out to help those families, which is part of that onion I was talking about earlier.
Right.
So why are you, what'd you pay for that you exempted your money for food for? Oh, I had to pay the electric bill. Okay, well, no, I want to get you some direct assistance for the electric bill, but why didn't you have money for that? Oh, I lost my job. And we go you down the hall.
Okay.
Back down to Texas Workforce Solutions. We have a system to what we're doing.
Okay.
So, and I don't.
And when that guy comes in that front door and turns and meets that very nice lady at the front desk, he's probably thinking, so, okay, what's this going to cost me if I need help?
Exactly. Here? And it's not going to cost a dime. The only thing that I have to throw out there that does cost is, for the fitness center, we couldn't find a grant for it. It's completely automated, so the little key fob will cost you $20 one time. That's it.
Okay.
One time, and that's it. I mean,
you can't get that kind of deal at a gym.
No. So, as long as you don't lose your key fob, you don't have to buy another one. So.
I don't want this to end before, we got about 4 or 5 minutes. Tell me about Bets for Vets. Casino night is coming up.
Yep, we got that coming up.
You want everybody to go out there and gamble, but for a good cause.
Exactly, because we are literally, it's so popular, just like our air show that we have every year. Mm-hmm. Right now, we've got four tables left at the $1,500 sponsorship rate, and we have less than 50 seats left for general admission. And the... just so everybody knows, we capped this at 400 people.
Okay.
So this isn't going to be a free-for-all, just pack everybody in. No, we limited it so that we can have a fruitful, wonderful night. Mm-hmm. You're going to have great hors d'oeuvres and great drinks and everything going around.
Yep.
Our MC is going to be Mayor Warren.
Okay.
There's going to be people of his likeness in there running around.
Yeah.
We have a lot of support from our Smith County, I'll say, foundation of leadership down there, as I like to put it.
Okay.
Judge Franklin and all of them. It's just
so
wonderful.
So what's going to happen? What's going to happen at this event?
Well, it's our first one, so I really couldn't give you any intel on that.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is another first for Camp V, just like our 5K that's coming up in a couple of months. That's our second one.
But it's going to be sort of pretend gambling, I'm guessing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of...
you're not going to lose the rent money. Don't worry.
No. You're going to. We have wonderful raffles going on. We've got like... a toured hunting trip. Another mm-hmm. one's a vacation that was donated from a travel firm.
Uh-huh.
We've got a rifle that's up for grabs.
Okay.
And a whole lot of other miscellaneous stuff that will go to a raffle that's worth your money for the $125 ticket that you're
paying. So you've only got a few seats left.
Yep, less than 50 out of 400.
So what do they do? How do they?
Go to right there on that page where it says... what's that?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Casino night.
Wrong page here.
Wrong page?
I had the wrong page in my hand.
Oh, okay.
Betsforvets.fundraise.org.
Oh, okay. There it is at the bottom.
Or you can go to the...
Bets for Vets.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can go to the Camp V Facebook website, campvtyler.org, and we have it listed as one of our events on our Facebook site.
So just go to Camp V and follow the...
Check us out a little bit. See what what we offer everybody. It's all right there on screen.
Yeah. How many vets do you serve in this area?
Wow. You know, that's one of the statistics I wanted to throw at you when you asked me about how we came to be.
Mm-hmm.
Our first year in existence, we've been in existence for 5 years now,
okay,
was 135 vets for 1 year.
All right.
And that was right before COVID.
Yeah.
Now we're pushing around 460 vets a month.
Whoa.
We have blown up exponentially, and that is putting it softly.
Yeah.
I told my boss it's like hanging on to a Corvette while standing on a skateboard sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's wonderful, though. That's why we had to put in a new parking lot. We just didn't have enough parking. We were expanding.
Mm-hmm.
We've expanded the Women's Center. That's another thing we have. It's dedicated just to the women veterans and the spouses of them. They have an outdoor kitchen, a brand new patio that we've built. This has all been done with Daughters of the American Revolution, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, all the great organizations that are around us that help each other out. Yeah. We support them, and they have done tremendous things for us. We love it, and we definitely give them the credit for all that help.
Where are you located?
We are at 3212 West Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
We are in here, right here in Tyler, right beside the Jones-Brasiers Elementary School, and I like to tell everybody that's about, a half mile west of the Rose Garden, because everybody knows where our beautiful Rose Garden is.
Okay. Mark Shaw, I appreciate it, man. Thank you
this
so much.
This has been great.
You
I
made,
love it.
You made it easy. You're good at this. You didn't realize you were going to be good at this. It's Bets for Vets at Fundraise. That's F-U-N, no D.
Yes.
Bets for Vets at fundraise.org.
And that'll be at the Brookshire Center right there at the Rose Garden.
Yeah, if you want to get involved in the big casino night.
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast.
All right.
If anybody knows what we do for the air show, because that's going to be a two-day show this year, we're going to blow it out of the water. We got so much cool stuff planned. I call it my biggest headache that's worth every second.
Oh, God. You can't.
It's a logistics nightmare.
You can't beat the air
But
show.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I never would have thought I'd be doing stuff like this.
Well, and you do it well. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it so much.
And
I got a good team that does it.
And by the way, if you go to ktbb.com, you can catch this show after it airs. A link will be up there. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it.
And we'll see you guys next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.